This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. Feeling all pain. Overloaded. Down the drain. Somebody give me a doctor. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you. Talk about your health. Let's talk about your life. So whatever you're struggling with, we can talk about it. Whatever health challenge you've been diagnosed with, we'll talk about it. And a lot of times, if it's not for you, maybe it's for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, somebody that really needs help with their health. And we can help you go from where you are in your current state of health right now to where you need to be. The body changes, but the question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are to where you need to be? And if you say, yes, I am. Yes, I'm willing to change. And many times you can. And it's amazing how the body will respond in kind. But you have to be willing to. No one else can do it for you. It's a big take responsibility health message. That's what this is all about. Now, a new study about traffic pollution, how it may boost your risk of heart attack. Time magazine talked about it. It said exposure to high levels of traffic pollution may boost your risk of heart attack, according to a new study on BMI.com. And so the study was found in the risk of the transient lasting 1 to 6 hours rather than overall risk of heart attack exposure to pollution appeared to precipitate cardiac events in people who are already at a higher than average risk. Researchers in epidemiology in London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine analyzed the data on about 80,000 people between 2003 and 2006. England and Wales try to determine if patients' exposure to ambient air pollution was really valid. From the National Air Quality Archive, the data offered information about pollutant particles in the ozone, like carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide levels. But after controlling the environmental factors like air temperature, humidity, and viral infection rates, they did find that after about 72 hours of exposure to pollution, that the risk remained elevated for only 6 hours. The findings are in line with previous research that have also found air pollution to have immediate negative effect on heart health. So in this study, bottom line is, we know air pollution is always tough. We know that it's tough on our bodies, but we didn't know that it had or led to issues within cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular risk. So that's something definitely to be considered and something to be concerned about. So if you live in the bigger city, you're under a lot of air pollution, you do need to be concerned because it can affect your heart. Now, just like anything else, obviously, you can do things in your home. You can do things to protect your air quality. I'm a big fan of being in control of all of that. You know, you can use HEPA air filters, very important. You can put those in your home. You know, get a home that's outside of the city so you're not so exposed to it that you have a little bit more air quality wherever you live. Always a very important thing to do. So there's several things that can be done. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're looking at air quality, making sure that you want to get, you know, a full control of that so that the water you drink, air you breathe, the exercise you get or don't get, all those sorts of things, it's all critical and it's all very important to go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. I thought that was very, very interesting. Not only is it just toxic to the body overall, but it's toxic to the heart. And that is a key. Because once your heart gets damaged, those cells are one of the sets of cells in the body that do not regenerate. So, you know, as much as your liver regenerates, The heart cells, cardiac cells, typically do not. And that's something that we all need to be concerned about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I've listened to your show so many times and wanted to call. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
My daughter just turned 23 in May, and she started having irregular heartbeats. She'd never done this before, never had any problems. She's never had any health issues other than that she has alopecia.
Okay.
Hortalis, that started when she was 11.
Right.
She does have that going on in her body, and she has had pneumonia several times, so she has that going on. But this irregular heartbeat stuff just kind of came up out of the blue, and it makes her feel really bad when it does it. She'll be feeling fine, and then she can kind of feel it coming on, kind of like her, she says her stomach tightens up. And she starts hurting through her chest, and her heart starts just beating just really all over the board. And not necessarily fast, but just beating all over the board. So after a couple of times, we took her, she went to the doctor, and they've done all kinds of blood work. And they, at first they said her thyroid was a little high. They went back for a double check and said it was normal. And they said that her iron was a little low to take iron supplement. So she, I said, why don't you just try to do that and hold up on this beta blocker thing. And since then she has done it a few times, but not too bad.
Now it comes and goes though, right? It's not constant. It'll just come for a little while and then it'll leave.
Well, no, it may last. No, there's been like a whole day she had to call out from work and just was in bed all day because she just felt so bad.
And they did EKG and everything and said that her heart was clear, right?
Right, right. He says that her heart is fine. That's what he said. He said, it's my job to determine that your heart is fine. Your heart appears to be fine, but there's something that's making it do this. Something in your system that's making it do this.
And, does she have anxiety?
Well, no.
She get anxious?
No, not more than anybody else. We all have things.
Does she have a hard time sleeping at night?
No. No, she's never had any problem with that. Now, you know, she doesn't live at home now. She is in college. She's a senior in college. And she does, she has a very active lifestyle. She's, you know, a senior in college. She works full, you know, part-time. And, you know, and that works here in her hometown. Her college is in another town. And
so the stress levels could be high for her.
But, yeah, she's got a lot going on.
Okay. And this started, what, about... How long ago did this start, really kicking in?
In May.
How long has she been working multiple jobs in school?
Oh.
For a long time. But she's a senior now in college, so she's coming to a new level in her life. They've done all the tests. I mean, I can share a couple things with you for sure in just a moment. We're going to go into a commercial break. We'll talk about that speeding up of the heartbeat, especially when the doctors have gone in, done every test just about under the sun, they're scratching their head and they're just saying, well, here, let's do a beta blocker and let's just see how it goes. I understand the philosophy behind that, why they're doing that, but I think there might be some nutritional issues that are combined with that. We'll get into that when we come back.
Health
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Tanya is she's been struggling with her daughter having an issue with an irregular heartbeat. It's been speeding up and slowing down, and the doctors have pretty much done every test they could and found really nothing to be wrong from their end, and so they gave her a beta blocker, which has a real propensity to slow things down in the heart, and they're just going to see how things go. But mom doesn't really think that's a great idea. And she's wanted to maybe get her off the caffeine, the fluids, like they mentioned, and then go from there. But you're saying she's still having a couple of episodes, right? So it's kind of concerning you.
Well, yeah, she does still do it. I mean, she didn't take the beta blocker, and she didn't want to either. She didn't want to start taking something that she would be having to take. And we're just not really big on taking medicine unless you just really have to take it. If there's some alternative, better diet, better lifestyle, you know, something like that to help. And so that's why she is doing no caffeine and more fluids and, you know, trying to get more rest and, you know, right, things like that to try to see if that would help, you know. And but she has still had these episodes, maybe not as bad as before because she's doing these things, but she has still done it. And no, we haven't started taking, you know, doing that beta blocker thing yet, and that's why I called you.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The deal is when it comes to the heart, there's a couple things to understand. If they check the thyroid and the thyroid is doing great, and even if it was a little bit off, but they said it's okay within range, that's still something to keep an eye on, because the thyroid gland definitely regulates the heartbeat. I mean, we know that for sure. The other thing too is whenever you're under a lot of stress, and you know, with her having to, you know, work and be in school and being a senior, you know, and there's some safety that is in college. And, you know, you go through those years and you're studying and it's tough and you got to work and pay your way. And some people do and all that. And that can be stressful. But, you know, graduating and then kind of launching out into the world can be very stressful. And so you get out of your comfort zone in your world of college, and now real life starts, so to speak. So that could cause some stress, too, and it could be causing anxiety in her that can mimic a lot of a heart-related condition. So if nothing showed up on the EKG, which typically you can really see a lot on EKG if there's something going on with the heartbeat itself. But if nothing showed up there, nothing showed up on the thyroid, then it probably could be anxiety. And it could be GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. Low GABA levels can play a big role. They can cause the actual heart itself to almost do irregular heartbeats. It can make almost a pressure within the chest that can be kind of tough. So, I mean, there's a lot that can happen from the brain chemistry side. Also, the B vitamins. We get low on B vitamins. They're water soluble. So if we're not getting the right kind of foods, a lot of the dark leafy greens, so we're not getting a lot of the Bs, then it can cause major issues within the body. And so if you're not, you know, taking a B complex type supplement can be very helpful. Increasing the dark leafy green vegetables and fruits can play a big role too. Get a lot of the bees out of there. So, I mean, to replenish what you're getting, what you're losing, what the body's doing going under so much amount of stress, I mean, that is always a big key. So, I mean, as far as what she's dealing with, until she's addressed some of the nutritional concerns, and you can do some pretty extensive nutritional blood analysis outside of kind of the standard tests that are done to really evaluate and see exactly what's going on. So just a couple of things to think about, a couple of items to put on the checklist as you're walking through this with your daughter. I mean, I think that, you know, her, I don't know where she stands with her lifestyle choices, eating well and that sort of thing. I'm pretty much a stickler when it comes to eating a certain way, cutting out inflammatory foods, eating an anti-inflammatory diet, because when you're going through any kind of major symptoms, you always want to make sure that you have a good diet in place, that the foundation can be right. And that's one of the first things that she would want to do, is start eating the foods that will remove inflammation in the body and not really cause any major deficiencies. Making sure that she's getting a balanced amount of lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. So getting all of that. All that's really important. So just a couple things. But the B vitamins, vitamin B6, B5, all of those are critical to her overall health, and especially managing what's going on in the heart. Niacin B3 is very, very important. NADH, we call it sometimes. And then also B12, all the Bs. And then omega-3 fats, the omega-3, like cod liver oil, fish oil, extremely important. So if she's not taking supplements along with a really good diet, you could probably see some issues like that. And if it's GABA, that's a whole different animal. I would ask her physician, you know, what they think about her GABA levels. And there's a lot of foods you can do. You want, actually, with GABA, you want to stay away from certain foods. But there's quite a few health foods. I talk about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. That can be a great resource for you. But, yeah, I mean, the brain chemistry plays a role, especially. See, the key here is they've done all the tests, and there's nothing really showing up. So it's kind of like, we'll take this medicine, we'll see how it goes. And I know that's not going to sit well with anybody. So they're just kind of at least giving you something really to pacify along the way. But that's standard of care. So nobody's doing the wrong thing by any means. That's textbook. But if you can't find anything, just from a natural perspective, that's what I would look into. Definitely GABA levels. Also looking to see if it's a B vitamin deficiency. I mean, you can do something simple, and she can go to a health food store or lifestyle research or wherever she wants to go and start looking at B vitamins. Something as simple as that. And eating more vegetables and seeing how her body responds, increasing omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, very, very good. All of that can be helpful, and see how her body responds. But your mom, I know you're keeping tabs on it. No one's going to be more on top of it than you are. So that's just some good information, some research that's out there about that kind of condition and what could be some of the culprits. If they didn't do a TPO antibody test, thyroid peroxidase, that might be a good one to do because it shows the autoimmune tendency of the thyroid. If it was off a little bit, sometimes that can be a hidden test that would be good to do just to gather the information, okay? Thanks for the call. We'll always be here for you. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I came right here, I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in his history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, let's talk about you. The show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But just know this, if the body can get sick, can also get well. So if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. My book is Empowering Your Health. That's what it's all about. Pick up a copy of that. And that's really what it is. It's about going from A to Z with your health and understanding that you don't have to be stuck. That you really can go to the next level with your health and with your life. Are you a big smoker? Well, the cigarette makers and the FDA now are clashing over new graphic ads. The cigarette makers clash with the regulators of the U.S. federal court over new graphic labels and advertising that are using pictures of rotting teeth and diseased lungs to warn consumers about the risk of smoking. I love it. So the tobacco industry asked Judge Richard Leon on Wednesday for a temporary injunction to block the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's requirement for the labels pending a final decision on whether the labels are constitutional. The Obama constitutional, really? So argued, however, that the companies would not suffer irreparable harm without a preliminary injunction. So the labels are part of a 2009 law passed by Congress that requires color warnings on cigarette packages and on printed advertising, which already carry text warnings from the U.S. Surgeon General. But nobody pays attention to that anyway. So the industry says that the new graphic warnings due to force them to engage in this type of advertising that should be something that they will agree on. So basically, so the government can tell people how to live, they're saying. Floyd Abrams, a prominent First Amendment specialist, also representing the tobacco industry, but they can't force people who sell tobacco to buy their mouthpieces. So bottom line is there's just everybody's in a big uproar about it. And obviously the advertising can hurt. I mean, do you want to see rotten teeth with a cigarette in it, or do you want to see some, you know, picture some young teenager that looks cool smoking a cigarette? It all sends a message. And no wonder they're frustrated. They've been doing the Marlboro Man for the last, 75 years, whatever it's been. You know, it's cool to smoke, they say. And that's what all the advertising, they want to keep people doing that. But, I mean, it's come to a point where it's like we all know what tobacco does to the body. So I'm glad they're actually putting the ads out with rotten teeth. I mean, that is just crazy. Any doctor, first thing they're going to tell you is you can get somebody to quit smoking. You're going to transform 50% of the symptoms that they're dealing with. The same thing with weight loss. So it really doesn't take to get well. It doesn't take a lot of rocket science. A lot of it really is common sense. And on this show, that's what we want to do, is we want to show you the common sense of what it takes to really get well, stay well, and live well, because you can. You don't have to be stuck. You have to make better decisions. That's what it comes down to, making the right decisions so you can go from the next level in your health. Next level health, that is what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to give me a call. Now we're going to go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Welcome, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, sweetheart. What can I do?
Okay. I'm concerned about an expanded GI panel, some results on this test. The first one that I had showed a lot of yeast. It said yeast many and plus 4 geotrichum candidum.
Okay.
And the test, the results that I got just last week, no yeast isolated, but now some other problems have showed up, and I'm concerned about them, and I don't know what to do about it. One of them is pathogens/bacterial overgrowth detected, and the other one is toxoplasma positive.
Okay.
And the other one is Trichinella spiralis.
Okay, so with all of this, let me just stop you right there. With all
okay.
of this, what is your main concern? I understand that you've got some issues that are out of balance in the expanded
right.
GI panel that you're concerned about, but what is your main concern?
Are these parasites, this Trichinella spiralis and the toxoplasma? My doctor said I can give you a prescription to take care of this, and she said it's not She acted like it wasn't a big problem, but she said, if I give you a prescription, it's going to make the yeast come back. And I don't want the yeast come back, but I don't want any parasites either, if that's what this is. So I don't know what to do. Is there, can I use wormwood or something to get rid of this, or is this, should I take the prescription from the doctor?
Well, I mean, that's something that you're going to have to make a decision on. I mean, I'm not going to tell you which one you should do. But I mean, if you found all of those in the study that they did, and she has a prescription that will knock it out, which I know what she's gonna, I know what they're gonna give you. But at the end of the day, you can do wormwood and black walnut and all that sort of thing. But if you've got all this going on, it would seem to me that you might. It's going to come down to whether you want to do it naturally or with medicine, because they're both going to work. Now, the medicine's going to have side effects a little bit, but not that bad. I mean, really not that big of a deal. And with the yeast itself, one of the best ways to get rid of yeast, you know, you can use the medications, and they will work. You know, Diflucan and Nystatin, they can both work. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same medication. But, you know, at the same end of the day, when you're dealing with yeast, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to keep a good gut flora. Good gut flora is important. Probiotics are always important. Definitely be in a place where, you know, it can disrupt how your body's functioning, and it can disrupt your overall quality of life, which, as you know, you're probably experiencing that right now. You got to just be careful. So it just comes down to what you want to do. They're both going to work. Just depends on the severity of your symptoms, okay? But don't let it worry you. Your doctor's not leading you in a wrong direction. I mean, she's definitely giving you very good advice just to take the medicine that she's going to prescribe. So nothing wrong with that. It just comes down to whether it's mild, moderate, or severe case of what you've been dealing with. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can send me an email. Let's go to Mike right now. Hi, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, good evening. This is Don.
How can
Come
I help,
on?
Don?
Okay, what I was calling about, I was watching a health show. I think it was an endocrinologist. He was talking about older men, probably 55 and older, measuring their testosterone level, and then giving small doses, not anything large, but trying to get their testosterone level back to where it was when they were probably in their 30s. He was saying that's when your testosterone peaks and then slowly goes off. And the symptoms he was addressing with that is, of course, maybe slowing down aging a little bit, but mainly gathering more energy and helping a lot of other part of the aging process. And I was just curious what you thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that model. I've seen how they've been doing that, but I'm still a big fan of using everything you can in your own body to get it functioning or get your own testosterone levels up. And you can do that with certain herbal combinations. You can do that with exercise and your diet by getting about 30% of your diet, 25 to 30% of your overall diet in good healthy fats. That's going to keep your testosterone levels at a real strong level. So anytime you put exogenous testosterone in the body, you're going to cause negative feedback. Negative feedback is where your own testosterone levels will tend to go lower because they're not getting what they were getting, you know, or they're getting something from the outside. So it's almost making your body chill out and not work as hard. And the idea is to get your body to work harder, you know, so it's not so lazy. So your body can start producing testosterone at a better level, at a higher peak level. And that's really what you want to accomplish. So, is this something you've done or just something you're researching?
It's just really something I'm interested in. I feel as I'm aging, of course, I don't have the energy that I had before. And I would like to look at natural sources like herbal things, but I don't know of any.
Okay. When you say, so your energy levels and all that have shifted, have you changed anything radically in your lifestyle, like your diet and all that, or you're just now looking into it?
Just now looking into it, I haven't changed anything radically. I think I eat fairly healthy as is. My weight's where it needs to be. I still exercise and play sports, but just feel I don't have the energy level that I used to have.
Yeah, I got you. What is your age?
50.
Have you had your testosterone level checked?
I have not. I have not had it checked to see if I just saw this show and that just kind of piqued my interest.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my thoughts are this. First things first, if you want to look at getting your testosterone levels up, couple of things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, both of those are known to be very helpful. Maca root is really good. Tribulus terrestris, that's a really good herbal formula. Keeping your zinc levels up is very important. Zinc is a critical mineral for testosterone production. And exercising about 20 to 30 minutes a day, about 4 days a week of high-intensity weightlifting has been proven to keep your testosterone levels up. And about 25 to 30% of fat in your diet is key as well. So that's a good roundabout. I'm not a big fan, again, of putting the testosterone in. Even at 50, you're still really young. You know, get a blood test done and have them check out your actual levels. So that's something else to think about as well. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and I talk a lot about that in there. It might be a great resource for you, okay? Thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Given to you for free, you know, most of us anyway, when we were born. And we spent all of our life working so hard to take care and build wealth and get a home, cars, take care of our kids and all that. And financially, it's very important, absolutely. But we can't lose our health in the middle of it. Our health was given to us for free, and all we have to do is take care of it, making better choices every single day. That's all we have to do, is to make good choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. And it's true. But are you willing to? Are you willing to make those choices? I hope you are. Because so many times people are not. They just let it go. And their health goes. And then you're going to spend all your money in your latter part of your days trying to reclaim your health. And you don't need to do that. Hot flashes are linked to high cholesterol. This is really interesting. Several studies now have linked hot flashes to an increased risk for heart disease, and now new research suggests a link between these menopause symptoms and increased cholesterol. The study is being presented in Washington, D.C. this week at the 22nd annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society. That's interesting in itself. Kind of interesting just to hang out. The North American Menopause Society. Societies for everything. Researchers followed more than 3,000 women in their 40s and early 50s for 7 years as they transitioned through menopause. And after taking into account other heart disease risk factors, they found that hot flashes and, to a lesser extent, night sweats to be predictive of higher cholesterol. Now, more hot flashes the women had, the higher their LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and HDL, good cholesterol. Since the raised LDL is a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke, while high HDL is associated with lower risk for those events, the meaning and the findings are somewhat murky, the researchers say. So I think hot flashes and night sweats tell us something about women's cardiovascular risk and health, but it's also likely that the message is quite complex. Study researcher Rebecca Thurston of the University of Pittsburgh, that's what she told WebMD in the article. And so hot flashes and high cholesterol go hand in hand, they're saying. There is a strong correlation. But, you know, at the end of the day, cholesterol, if it's elevated, just because it might be 190 to 220 for your total number, that's not, it's outside of the normal range for standard of care. But technically for physiology of the body, it's not that big of a deal. So if you're predisposed to heart attacks or you've already had one, then that's a different story. But for the average bear, usually those cholesterol numbers are okay and your body can function quite well. You always want to go with what your doctor says, obviously, but I'm just telling you what research says, especially in Europe. They've done some research on that as well. Because you need cholesterol for all your hormones in the body, and that's why they're linking some of the hot flashes, high cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. Because you are going to have hot flashes a lot of times if cholesterol is off. And hormones are going to be off too. And, of course, there is now correlation, I guess, with the different cardiovascular effects. So, interesting to say the least. 888-283-7272. You can check us out online, send me an email. Let's go to Richard now. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Living well. What's going on?
Good. I just have a question. I just got involved with a doctor who is a chiropractor, and he talks all about maximized living.
Okay.
And I'm fairly young. I don't have too many health problems. My wife, her family history has to do with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and I guess I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous about being on
the
radio.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. It's okay.
But really, he just talks about, you know what I mean, not taking medication to cover up symptoms, and that he can cure most things by taking care of the spinal cord. Are you familiar with maximized living? I know it's kind of a...
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling to kind of see what your opinion is on those things. You know what I mean? Because you go to see him, and it's kind of like a pressured sale, but he does have really dramatic results with a lot of people. And
Have you talked to those people where they've had dramatic results?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, people that had diabetes, and then after he worked with them for so long, they don't have to take insulin anymore. Or people that were on depression medication, and then, you know, he corrected their spinal cord. And so then, you know what I mean, their organs and their brains started working better, or for lack of better terms, they didn't need to take those.
So do you have any health challenges? Is that why you're going? Do you have back pain, neck pain? Do you have any type of this, do you have any type of structural issue that led you to go there?
Well, I do have back problems. I was in a car accident about 10 years ago, and I do get lower back pain. I probably didn't go to see my chiropractor for as long as I should have after my accident.
Right.
And so it's intermittent. It comes and goes. And my wife went too. And he says, you know, he talks about your spinal cord and your neck should be at a like a 43.
Yeah, there should be a curve to it. It should have a nice cervical curve. Here's the deal. When it comes to the spine plays a role in the body, but it's not everything. You've got three sides: the mental side, the chemical side of the body, which is all the body chemistry with nutrition and everything else, and then the structural side: the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Is the spine important to the body? Yes. Will it change everything? Will moving a bone in the spine and allowing a nerve to function better cure diabetes? That's a strong, strong statement. There's way too much physiology going in the body for that one statement. I'd be a little bit leery when it comes to just working with disease in the spine, but back pain, neck pain, headaches, and all that, that's very important. But can it play a factor? Yes, it can be a factor, but it's not everything. It's about 10 to 20, maybe 30% of the total equation. Keep doing some research on that and let me know.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.